remember his former mercies. In Psalm 27, verse 13, we read these words. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The story is not over until it has the final full stop in position. Oh, how easy it is to arrive at the conclusion too early. How quickly we are to reach a final verdict on insufficient evidence. How easy it is for us to make a mistake about a situation that we're going through. How often we commit foolish blunders in falsely assuming an outcome in our daily walk. How many times do we falter thus in our everyday lives and relationships? How routinely do we discover this to be our experience in our walk with the Lord? Remember, the word of God is true, and he has heard our supplications. He has promised never to leave us nor forsake us, and he has graven us on the palms of his hands in love. Oh, it is indeed a comfort to know that our foolish faults have been a common flaw down through the centuries. The Psalms are replete with examples where false assumptions were made. David, the shepherd king, David, the man after God's own heart, cried in anguish and alarm, I am cut off from your sight. But God heard the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cried to you for help. Psalm 31, verse 22. Oh, remember, the word of God is true. He hears our pleas for mercy. He understands our silent entreaties when words fail. He has promised never to leave us, nor to forsake us. And he has graven us on the palms of his hands in love. Oh, also Asaph, in his moment of torment and trial, questioned the steadfastness of God. He questioned his own standing in the sight of the Lord. He cried, Will the Lord spurn for ever and never again be favourable? Has his steadfast love for ever ceased? Are his promises at an end for all time? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in his anger shut up his compassion? Then I said, I will appeal to this, to the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord, yes, I will remember your wonders of old. Psalm 77, verses 7 to 11. Remember, his words are true. He hears our plea for mercy. He understands our silent entreaties when words fail. He has promised never to leave us or forsake us, and he has graven us on the palms of his hands in love. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, laments in agony with grief-stricken tears. He cries, Water closed over my head. I said, I am lost. I called on your name, O Lord, from the depths of my pit. You heard my plea. Oh, do not close your ear to my cry for help. You came near when I called on you. You said, do not fear. Lamentations 3, 54 to 57. Remember, the word of God is true. He hears our pleas for mercy, and he understands our silent entreaties when words fail. He has promised never to leave us nor forsake us, and told us never to fear. He has graven us on the palms of his hands in love. Sometimes delay in our prayers for deliverance appears to go unnoticed. Sometimes when trouble and uncertainty cover us like a flood, we reach a hasty conclusion that God has delayed, that God has forgotten, that God has left us, that God does not care, that God does not hear. All such assumptions are false, for God never forgets his servants. All such presumptions are foolish, for God's promises hold fast for ever. He hears our pleas for mercy. He understands our silent entreaties when words fail. He has promised never to leave us nor forsake us, and he has graven us on the palms of his hands in love. His Son was given in your stead because God loved you so much. Oh, beloved saint, do you question how you cope when delays become unfathomable trials? Oh, weary soul, do you try to sort things out when apparent denials disquiet your soul? We are to take heart along with the sweet psalmist of Israel. We are to call to mind the deeds of the Lord. We are to remember the wonders of old recorded in his word. We are to recall, as did the weeping prophet, reassurances that God said, "Do not fear." And he still hears our pleas for mercy. And he still understands our silent entreaties when words fail. He still keeps his promises to never leave us nor forsake us. And he has graven us on the palms of his hands in love. And his Son was given in your stead because God loved you so much. Call to mind the former mercies that he has bestowed on you in time past. Will he do anything less at this moment in time? Consider the saints of past times and the prophets of old. All were comforted when they remembered his former mercies. Such reassurances kept the psalmist from fainting in the day of adversity. Such promises from God sustained his faith until his deliverance came. Are you weighed down by mountainous distresses, confusion and depression? Are you being tried and tested to the very limit of your endurance? Call to mind the former mercies that he has bestowed on you in times past, and expect him to act and hold you steady, as he did the saints of old. He still hears our pleas for mercy. He still understands our silent entreaties when words fail. He still encourages with these words, "Do not fear." He still keeps his promise never to leave us or forsake us. And he has graven us on the palms of his hands forever in love.